Hey, let me do a patient by the name of Musarat, Mussarat, Jahan, Jahan. Born 5/22/49. This is a 78-year-old woman, originally from Pakistan, here since 2003. Has 9 children, 5 still living. Husband passed away 30 years ago with a gunshot wound, period. New paragraph, patient suffers from hypertension, diabetes, Alzheimer's, dementia, and end-stage Parkinsonism, period. Patient is taken care of by her son, Roy, who has recently gone through divorce. He has three children that are not living with him currently. Patient is in auto business, has been in auto business for 25 years here in Houston. He has just quit his job to be at home with his mom and to take care of her till she passes away, period. He is very upset because most recently, at the request of a family member, the patient put Roy put his mom in a nursing home, and the results were devastating. Patient has now developed a severe stage 3 decubitus ulcer. She's much weaker. She has aspiration-type symptoms, has lost weight, has protein, calorie, malnutrition, and multiple other issues that have risen, period. I've explained to the son that some of these could be related to a nursing home placement for the past 4 weeks, but some is because of her end-stage Alzheimer's dementia, period. I'm sorry, end-stage Parkinsonism, period. Medication includes Restoril 15 milligram at nighttime. Senomet 25/100 3 times a day. Naproxen 500 every 12 hours as needed for pain. Tizanidine 4 milligram 3 times a day. Clonidine 0.1 milligram daily as needed for increased blood pressure. Atorvastatin 10 milligram at bedtime. Lisinopril 5 milligram a day. Requip 1 milligram by mouth at bedtime. Allergy none. Family history strongly positive for myocardial infarction, stroke, and MI. Review of system significant for weight loss, stage 3 decubitus ulcer over the sacrum. Weakness, decreased appetite, protein, calorie, malnutrition, total ADL dependency. Patient is bedbound, bowel and bladder incontinent, period. Patient is also having shortness of breath with eating, which is consistent with aspiration-type symptoms, period. Patient has had 1 or 2 bouts of urinary tract infection in the past 2-3 months, son tells me, period. Her Parkinsonism has been going on for 8 years and has now reached end stage, period. Patient was on hospice before placing patient at the nursing home at the request of family member, and the son wants to return patient back to hospice, which patient is very much appropriate for, and he has quit his job to stay home with the patient, period. COVID immunization up to date. Social, no smoking, no drinking. Patient is Muslim. That's against her religion. Patient's vital signs 110 over 60, pulse 92, pulse is 102, respiration 22, the febrile O2 sat's 92% on room air. Heart positive, phone positive, 2 tachycardic lungs, shallow breath sounds, abdomen soft. Neck shows no JVD, skin shows decreased turgor, oral mucosas dry, Parkinson's facies noted. Also, patient has the tremors at rest and with activity consistent with end-stage Parkinsonism, period. Patient is unable to speak and only yells and screams when she needs something per son. Neurological, patient is contracted, upper lower extremity with severe muscle wasting, also under skin put down, the decubitus ulcer stage 2 over the sacrum. Assessment, end-stage Parkinsonism for the reasons mentioned above. Number 2, stage 3, decubitus ulcer. Number 4, ulcer will never heal. Number five, protein, calorie, malnutrition. Number six, recommend Thicket, THICKIT, to help patient tolerate more liquids. Next number, add whey, WHEY protein, to patients in Sure, which it takes one or one and a half can a day at this time. Next number, overall prognosis is poor. Next number, had a long discussion with the son regarding the fact that Miss Jahan has lost the ability to stimulate. She will never gain the weight back. She will continue to be contracted. Her mental status will deteriorate. She appears to be in pain. She definitely could use a comfort pack and also need lorazepam for anxiety, which is obviously what she's suffering from at this time. Period. I explained to the son also that she's very much appropriate for hospice and that she most likely has days to weeks to live. Period. New paragraph. Patient is a high risk of aspiration. The son understands that and does not want the patient to go back to the hospital. He wants to make her a DNR and keep her at home till she passes. Next number, because of protein, calorie, malnutrition, she will never heal the stage 3 ulcers on her sacrum. Next number, neuropathy. Next number is hypertension. Next number is patient's blood pressure goes up and she's in pain. Next number, comfort pack would help with that as well. Next one's overall prognosis is poor. Next one's total ADL dependency. Next one's contractures of the lower extremity. Next one's bowel and bladder incontinency. That's it. Thank you. Today's date is 7/31, by the way. Thank you.